Hello and welcome to the Virtual Midwife Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Wilmot, the virtual midwife and founder of the Due Date Club. The Due Date Club is a private online community where you get to meet other women who are due in the same month as you. Of course, I also bring a host of medical and allied birth professionals together and connect you with them to share their wisdom and expertise. Most of the topics I chat about here on the podcast are influenced by the discussions we've had in the Due Date Club or questions from our members. So, in today's show, we are going to be chatting about what you need to know if you have a negative blood group and you're pregnant. The topic came about because one of the members of the Due Date Club is O negative, and she was asking what impact it would have on her pregnancy and on her birth. Now, one of the routine blood tests that you'll have done in early pregnancy, usually between 10 or 12 weeks, is a test to determine your blood group. Unless you've had major surgery previously or you've needed a blood transfusion, you might not even know. But in pregnancy, it's really important that you do because your baby's blood group may be different to yours. So let's start off by understanding what the different blood types are and also the meaning of the rhesus factor. There are four different blood types that are classified by the letters blood type A, blood type B, blood type AB, or blood type O. And your blood type is determined by genes from your parents, which means that your baby's blood type will be determined by your genes and your partner's genes. And each of these types is different based on which type of protein molecule is present on the surface of the red blood cells. And it is that protein molecule that determines whether you are AB, A or B or O. Then we have what is called the rhesus factor. The rhesus factor also refers to a type of protein that is found on the outside of the blood cells. And if you are rhesus positive, it means that your blood cells carry the rhesus antigen. If you are rhesus negative, they don't carry the rhesus antigen. So once you add that rhesus factor onto those four basic blood types, we end up with eight different combinations. You could either be A negative or A positive. You could be B negative or B positive. You could be AB negative, AB positive, or O negative or O positive. The next question, of course, is if you are Rh negative, can you have a positive baby? And yes, you can, because the blood type is based on genes from both the parents, so both you and your partner. And if your partner is positive, then your baby may inherit the positive antigens. If you're O negative and your partner is A positive, then it's very likely that your baby would be born with an A blood type, purely because O blood type is what we call recessive, meaning that it's more likely that your baby would have A blood type if there's an A and an O. But either way, you can get your baby's blood tested at birth to determine their blood type and Rh factor. But it's important to know the blood type and Rh factor, because if you test Rh positive in pregnancy, you won't need another test. But if you test Rh negative and your partner is positive, then you will be advised to get a test called an antibody screen around 28 weeks to see if your blood has developed Rh antibodies. Now, the reason that negative blood type affects pregnancy is because while it isn't usually an issue, during pregnancy, it can be a problem, because if your baby is Rh positive and there's any mixing of your Rh negative blood and your baby's Rh positive blood, your body will see the baby as a foreign body and start to make antibodies that can damage your baby's red blood cells. If you're negative, then we want to know about that so we can take the necessary measures. Of course, you're probably wondering whether Rh antibodies are dangerous. Now, the antibodies that are produced aren't a problem during your first pregnancy. They are harmless until your second or any subsequent pregnancies. If you carry another Rh positive child when you are negative, then your Rh antibodies will recognize the Rh proteins on the surface of baby's blood cells as foreign, those antibodies will pass into the baby's bloodstream, attacking those cells because, as I mentioned, it sees it as a foreign body. And we call this Rh incompatibility. Now, there is a treatment available for Rh incompatibility. And if this is your first pregnancy and you test negative, you can have a blood test to check if you have any antibodies. If you test negative, meaning that you don't have any antibodies, your care provider may recommend an injection called Rogam or Anti-D, it goes by a couple of names, which can be given to you as an intramuscular injection into your arm between 28 and 32 weeks of pregnancy. Now, this injection is thought to prevent your blood from creating antibodies. It's important that you know that Rogam or Anti-D is a sterilized solution made from human blood. So, of course, that in itself carries its own risks. And at the end of this podcast, I will be recommending a book and more information if you are negative and you want to read up more about this. If you choose not to have the injection, you can wait until your baby is born and then only have the shot if your baby tests positive. If your baby is positive, you'll be advised to have the injection within 72 hours of your baby being born to prevent your body from forming antibodies in subsequent pregnancies. Now, if you test positive for antibodies during pregnancy, the injection is ineffective. In other words, you've already created those antibodies, so that injection will not do anything. And because it's ineffective, your care provider will monitor your pregnancy more closely. The main concern is that your baby becomes anemic while they are still in utero. But this can be treated with a blood transfusion, which is done while baby is still inside via the umbilical cord, but this is a really rare procedure. Most often, you'll carry to term, but your baby may require specialist care in the NICU to treat the anemia with IV fluids and phototherapy. So knowing your blood group and that of your partner will definitely help you to plan your care and assist you to make the right choices during pregnancy. I highly recommend the book written by Dr. Sarah Wickham, which is all about Anti-D and Anti-D Explained, and I will put that into the show notes. And if you enjoyed this podcast and you enjoy having lively conversations about all the topics that come up during pregnancy, if you're pregnant at the moment, I would love you to join me in the Due Date Club, where you won't just get informed, but you're going to get to meet friends, you can enjoy yoga, and you can join any one of the live events that I host regularly. It's a living, breathing online community, and I'd love to see you there. I'm also looking forward to next week, where I will be starting the podcast series with Charlene Yared-West, the founder of Relax Into Birth. We haven't done a podcast for a couple of months now, and we are putting together a series on the vagus nerve, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you so that you can learn all about the role of the vagus nerve by understanding it specifically during pregnancy.